Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about prayer, and today wraps up the weekday broadcast portions of our devotion, and talking today and praying about praying with a clear mind. And what that looks like, maybe even a little bit of what it doesn't look like. 1 Peter 4, verse 7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." I think every generation believes that the end is near. And in fact, Jesus said the end is near. Peter wrote and said the end is near. The difficulty is nearness from God's perspective isn't necessarily the same as nearness from our perspective. But we know the day of Christ's return is coming. And so each day that passes is a day closer to that second coming, that return. And the Bible makes it clear that as the end approaches, that, well, things are not good. In fact, evil prevails. And one of the reasons every generation looks around and sees the end approaching is the fact that they see evil. And it appears that evil continually increases. Now, some of that is an actual increase in the evilness of people. Some of it is our availability of instantaneous news and information about the evilness. That tends to be what attracts the attention of people. And so the various news sources are filled with stories of people doing bad things. And it seems like more and more so, those exist. But regardless of how near the end we are, or what exact timing that plays out in, the Bible makes it clear that we ought to live as those who are prepared. Those who are aware that this world is destined to pass away and everything in it. And Peter writes and says, because the end is near, we should be clear-minded and self-controlled for a specific purpose. Now, being clear-minded and self-controlled is, well, good practice to live life, especially in the midst of evil. It's part of what keeps us from being drawn into the evilness of the world, the evilness of our enemy. But Peter says one aspect of living with a clear mind and living with self-control is that we're able to pray. And how many times have we become so mixed up in our thinking, so mixed up in our mind and our attitude and our response that prayer isn't what comes to mind? As the end approaches, as we face evil, our human flesh tends to react in a way that desires revenge. Desires to get even, desires to make up for whatever wrong that we perceived has been done. And generally, when our mind turns in that direction, the idea of praying doesn't come to mind. Now, when he talks about being clear-minded and self-control, he's not talking, I don't believe, about having a full understanding of everything, that our mind is without any confusion. The Bible says that the Spirit intercedes for us on our behalf when we don't know what to pray, when our words don't seem to make sense. The clear mind isn't that we have it all figured out, that we know exactly what's going on and exactly what we need. Rather, the clear mind is that it's focused on Jesus. That we remove our attention, our primary attention, from the evilness, and we turn it towards God. The great news about having a clear mind and self-control so that we can pray is that we don't have to accomplish that on our own. In fact, we can't. If you think about the idea of the clear mind combined with self-control, perhaps you realize that self-control is a part of the fruit of God's Spirit. And so if we want to grow in this area, then we grow in living in tune with the Spirit of God. And because God's Spirit dwells within His children, when the Bible says that when we are born into Christ, when we are immersed, when we're buried with Christ so that we can rise with Christ, He not only forgives our sin, but He gives us the gift of His Spirit, a Spirit that lives within us, a Spirit that is living and active, just as God's Word is. A Spirit that produces a variety of things in our life, one of which is self-control. And granted, it is a gradual and continual process. And there are times that almost anyone has, at least everyone that I know, where they have that temporary lapse and they lash out with a lack of self-control as the flesh takes over, as the mind engages without the Spirit. But God's desire is that we would live with this clear mind, a mind that is clearly focused on Him. That we can see through the traps of the enemy. We can see through the smoke and mirrors and the disguises that are all around us. That we view what's happening in a good and right perspective. It's very easy to overestimate, it's very easy to underestimate the evil and the effects of it all around us. God wants us to live with a clear mind so that we can pray effectively, we can pray deliberately. And that clear mind isn't buried under the gloom and doom. But it also doesn't live in the clouds above the cares of this world. It seeks an accurate view. It seeks a view that helps us to know how to pray. We see beyond the media hype into what's really going on. And we ask God's Spirit to help us to discern, to live with that knowledge and wisdom that realizes when the enemy is trying to manipulate us through whatever means he can. The difference between that and seeing clearly. What an incredible thing when God's people come together with clear minds and self-control and we pray for one another. We're clear about ourselves. We're clear about the sin that so easily entangles us and besets us, depending on the translation you want to use. it grabs hold of us. And living with a clear mind identifies that and seeks God's help in removing it. It's not simply about looking at the evil in the world, the evil out there. Because the end is near. We look at ourselves. We examine, as Paul writes and tells us, to examine ourselves. So that we commune with God in a worthy manner. Not because we become so good, but because we become so filled with Christ. Recognizing that the days are evil, God says that we ought to gather together and encourage one another all the more. And we continually seek opportunities to do just that. If you're in the South Bend, Indiana area and looking for a church home, this Resurrection Weekend as we celebrate, as we do every weekend, but especially so on this weekend that the world pauses and calls Easter weekend, you are definitely welcome to join us and invited here at Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive. We'll gather at 10:30 in the morning for a worship gathering. We have a 9:15 a.m. Sunday school class. But when you consider the end of all things being near, use that awareness to live with a clear mind and self-control, gathering to encourage one another and to be encouraged so that you can pray. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You created us, you formed us, you gave us life, and you know exactly what we need. Father, as we consider the evil of this world, the evil that the enemy seems to abound in, Father, help us to live with a clear mind and self-control so that we can pray. And help us to pray. Father, as we look at the various reports of the evil and destruction that takes place around the world, may we view it with an accurate mind. Not not making it more than what it ought to be, but not diminishing it either. May we view what's going on around us with a clear mind. A mind that is filled with the presence of your Spirit. That as we look to you, we would, as the Bible talks about these men of Issachar who understood the times and they knew what to do. May the clear mind and the self-control that is produced by your Spirit help us to not only understand the times, but help us to know what to do, to know how to pray. And may those prayers and that come from that clear mind and self-control lead us to actions which are good and right, which are helpful and beneficial to ourselves, but also to others. As we recognize the end approaching, may we be more committed than ever before to our encouragement of one another, to our gathering together, to fellowship, to prayer, to the breaking of the bread, to your word. And Father, as we grow in unity, as we grow in Christ, as we grow with that clear mind, as we grow in the fruit of the Spirit, May our prayer life grow. And whether it's shootings within our city or within our schools, within our nation, whether it's abusiveness, whether it's killing our children, our unborn children, whatever it is, may we not get so caught up in the anger that we miss the clearness of how to pray and how to act. Father, help us to avoid the political divides that really distract us from doing what we ought to do, that distract us from having a clear mind, that distract us from self-control, that keep us from praying like we ought to pray. May the side that we choose be you. And may we maintain life with our eyes fixed on Jesus, so that He is who we lift up at all times, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. Not only do you have the opportunity to worship God together with us here at Deer Run or church that you're a part of on Sunday as we celebrate the resurrection, here at Deer Run, we'll be combining with the Westside Church of Christ for a Good Friday service at 6:30 p.m. tonight. And so you can join us there at the Westside Church of Christ. Don't have the address in front of me, out by the airport here in South Bend, Indiana. And we'll remember the price that Jesus paid on the cross tonight. But whatever, it is my prayer that you pursue God and you pursue it with others and that you're found worshiping God together. Not only this weekend, but throughout your life. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you have a great day.